Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 130 of the Big B Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the most random assortment of topics. We're going to cover her recent hunting trip. That's right, she went hunting. We're going to cover a documentary that I watched and enjoyed. We're going to talk about a pair of pants that I really, really like. And we're also going to get into some products that maybe we want to try or have tried. So we're so happy that you're here for all of that. Before we get into it, though, I want to tell you about one of our favorite things, FabFitFun. Y'all, FabFitFun, plain and simple, is a blast. It's a seasonal subscription box with regular full-size products. Beauty products, fitness, fashion, lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200. And the winter editor's box is available now, y'all. And it is so good. You don't want to miss it. It is like Christmas, first of all. I like to get my FabFitFun box. I like to take it in the kitchen. I like to put it on the countertop. I like to open it slowly. I like to go through it and see what's in there. I like to try all the things. Recently, I have discovered the Thrive Cosmetics Brilliant Eye Brightener, which is a fantastic product. And your FabFitFun box might have skincare from Glam Glow or Dr. Brandt or Anthropologie. It might have fashion items from Free People or Michael Stars or Trina Turk. It might have beauty products from Tarte or Beauty Blender or Zoya. It's just the best. And this winter editor's box, y'all, it has a knit throw in it. It has an exfoliating scrub from Kate Somerville. So much fun stuff that's in there. And here's the best part. With the promo code BIGBOO, if you go to FabFitFun.com and you use the promo code BIGBOO, you get 40% off your first box, which means it's only $29.99. So go to FabFitFun.com, use the promo code BIGBOO, and get 40% off your first box. Such a deal. You're going to enjoy it so much, and you deserve to treat yourself. Alrighty, y'all. As always, we're so glad you're with us, and we hope you enjoy episode 130. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we are back after, it's been about 3 weeks, right?
Has it been 3 weeks?
I think it has been.
Well, that makes me real sad. I guess we've just been so busy.
I've been in the car. I don't know what you've been doing, but I've been in the car.
Yes. Driving? Have you been driving people to practices and home from school and to various social events?
Yes, yep. I've been driving. That's what I've been doing. And then on the weekends, I've had a couple of speaking things. So I've been on the road a little bit with that. But mostly I've been driving. I've been going to practice and then home and then to something else and then home and then to something else and then home. And
Yeah, that's just where we are. That's what we've been doing. Yeah, that's what we were doing. I feel like yesterday I picked Caroline up. We've been going, I've been driving. I've been chaperoning. I've been, taking people to study groups and soccer practices and soccer games. I've been going to soccer games. And that's pretty much what we've been doing. Yeah. So about some of the time. I've had a couple of speaking events in there, but just like in Austin. So I've been driving to Austin and, that's it. Cooking dinner and, getting back up and doing the same thing again the next day.
Alrighty. So thanks. It was good to catch up with y'all. And
that's the end. Now we did go to the ranch this weekend.
Yes, you did. You went to the ranch.
I did. So it was a long weekend because Martin Luther King on on Martin Luther King Day was Monday. So we had a 3-day weekend. And so about the middle of last week, I came home from something. I can't remember. I had gone somewhere and I got home. I'd gone to dinner with some girlfriends and I got home and Perry said, "Hey, by the way, we've invited our friends that have a ranch." He said, "We've been invited, the whole family, for the weekend." And he said, "I don't know what you were planning on doing, but Caroline is super excited that you're going to come and she's already planned for y'all to hunt together."
Okay.
And so, I mean, what are you going to do? Say like, "No, mm-hmm. I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to go." So, and it was going to be cold. So I packed up all my stuff. Perry said, "Hey, I've got all your cold weather hunting gear," which I didn't even know I owned, but I do because he had it all packed up for me to take to the ranch. And I sat in a deer blind both Saturday and Sunday night.
That is something else. Uh-huh. I mean, that really, that is above and beyond.
It really is. And I'm going to tell you something else that, and I sent you a picture of it. On Saturday night, Caroline talked me into shooting a hog, and I did.
Yes.
I sure did. Yes. And I'm going to tell you, I dropped it with one shot, too. I was super pleased with myself.
When was the last time you shot some wildlife?
Oh, it was before Caroline was born for sure. So okay. I mean, it's been, because I said, once I became a mother, I lost any killer instinct that I had.
Right.
And then, but here's the best part. So you'll so appreciate this. So Texas has wild hogs, in case people are listening and they don't know. So you have wild hogs, and wild hogs are a huge problem because they're disgusting. They tear up the land. They tear up fences. And so you're never afraid to get rid of a wild hog. And they're not cute. So like if you're picturing like Wilbur, that's not what this is. You know, like they're gross. Mm-hmm. So we were sitting there and Caroline was like, "Mom," like a group of pigs came in and she was like, "Mom," she said, "you need to shoot one of those pigs." And I was like, "I don't know." She's like, "Come on, Mom." So, you know, I mean, I'm a sucker. Did I want to impress my 15-year-old? Yes, I did. So,
yes, you did.
Yes, I did. So there I was, you know, in my, and as you saw, in my Lululemon leggings and like my fleece. I wasn't even in like hunting stuff.
Your Patagonia fleece.
Yes. My Uggs. I didn't even, Perry said, "That's what you brought for hunting boots." I was like, "Yes, uh-huh. I don't, what's the problem?"
Uh-huh. What's the problem?
So I shot this hog. I dropped it. I was super pleased with myself. And then Caroline said, "Okay, you have to go drag it in the brush so that other stuff will keep coming out because otherwise we're not going to see anything." And I was like, no, I'm not dragging anything in the brush.
And right.
She said, "No, Mom, you've got to." She said, "Dad's going to be mad because we're not going to see anything the rest of the hunt. You've got to drag it in the brush." And I said, "You text your daddy right now and ask him if I've got to drag that hog in the brush." And she said, "Okay." And she said, "Yeah, Dad says you have to." She said, you've got to. And I was like, "No, I'm not doing that." And she said, "Okay, I'll drag it halfway and then you just drag it the rest of the way." So we get down. So this is like a tower blind. So I mean, you climb up like 25 steps. So we're up high. So we climb all the way down. She drags this pig for me to like halfway in the road. And then she's like, "Okay, you drag it the rest of the way." So I'm telling you, I grab this dead pig's leg. And I'm going to tell you, number one, it weighed a lot more than you would think it would.
Like, how much do you think it weighed?
Like,
how much?
70, 80 pounds.
Okay.
I mean, enough that I was like, "Oh." And so, like, I got both hands. And so, like, I'm pulling on this thing. I have a knit beanie on. I have my Uggs on. I still have my readers on. I'm, like, pulling this hog. And I look up, and she's videotaping me. And she's bent over laughing, like, can't even breathe. And she said, "Dad said Mom doesn't have to drag that hog, but I just wanted to see you do it." I was so pleased with her that I couldn't get mad. I was like, "You tricked me into dragging that hog." Oh, so anyway, but then because we dragged it in the brush, when Perry showed up, the dogs got to track it. And so Mabel got to feel a real sense of accomplishment, like she had found this hog. So,
oh, good for Mays.
I know. So anyway, so that was our adventure at the ranch, but we did have a good time. And I will say that a hunting blind is really as good as the car in terms of having a captive audience. So we had a lot of conversations.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so good.
It was fun. And what the second night we hunted was the night of the lunar eclipse. So we got to see the moon come up and it was so pretty. And I was like, well, I like nature. I like being out in nature. I don't care to ever shoot anything again, but I like being out in nature.
Well, so speaking of being out in nature, this past weekend, I did a girls retreat for a church in Nashville, but they had the retreat at a YMCA camp.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't done a lot of girls events. This was 6th through 12th grade girls, mm-hmm. but when they asked me about it, I was like, I think I want to do that. Like, I think I would enjoy that. You know, that's the age group that I work with. I think that would be fun to go talk to them for a weekend. So the camp was Friday night and Saturday night. And anyway, at this YMCA camp outside of Nashville, and it was it looked to me at least to be a newer camp. Like, it was a beautiful camp, beautiful buildings, mm-hmm. like a gorgeous setting. But I found out after I got there, because they had wanted to give me like a single room with my own bathroom, the only place they could do that was if they put me in the infirmary.
Oh, okay.
So, which was fine. I mean, that was so fine because I was the only person in the infirmary. But here's the part that I didn't really think through is that, and of course I thought about you when I'm going into the infirmary, because I'm like, Lord, the glamour, like, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But like, I can't stress enough. Like, it was such a beautiful camp.
Yeah.
But I have to stay in the infirmary because that again. So I'm walking into the infirmary and I was like, oh, okay. Well, which room is mine? And the guy who was in charge of the campground said, oh, pick anyone you want. Like, you can have any of them. You're the only person in here.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, it was a decent sized building with several rooms with lots of beds.
Oh, okay.
So there were two rooms though that were kind of like singleton rooms. I stayed in the one that I think would be for the infirmary supervisor during camp time.
Okay.
And it just had one twin bed in there, and it had an adjoining bathroom. I feel like I have gotten to experience a lot of different situations over the course of this time that I've sort of been traveling and going to different places to speak. Mm-hmm. I have never walked into an empty infirmary at night.
No.
And had to lock the door behind me. And then tuck myself away in a room, but there's no television. It's just me alone in an empty infirmary. So it feels a little bit like this could really be the first 24 minutes of any horror movie, right?
I was
like,
just thinking,
because you've got these big empty rooms that have empty twin beds all in them for like the patients. It's a little off-putting. Like, it's mm-hmm. hard to relax in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so anyway, so I go into my bathroom at some point that night. I'm getting ready to wash my face or something. And I look and I think, I'm not sure that this bathroom was really cleaned carefully. I'm just going to leave it. Like, it was not filthier, but I was just like, I just kind of made a mental note. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm probably not gonna rely on this particular bathroom, but there were several other bathrooms in the infirmary that I could choose from. So the next morning, to go to sleep, I have to watch something like on my iPad. I can't, you know, it's so quiet. I found a box fan in one of the infirmary rooms. I brought it in my room. I turned it on. So the next morning I wake up, and I'm getting ready to go down the hall to go to the bathroom, because I've kind of identified that I don't feel like my bathroom's an ideal, you know, situation. And so I have on my Gap pajama leggings. Mm-hmm. I have on a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I slide my feet into my brown suede booties. So I'll have, so I can walk down the hall. And I was looking at Twitter on my phone mm-hmm. as I was kind of doing all this. So I had my phone with me. So I go down the hall, I go to the bathroom, I come back and I'm like, my door is shut. Interesting. I don't remember shutting my door, but it's shut. And then I go and it's locked.
Oh.
So here I am.
Oh no.
In the infirmary.
Oh no.
My door to my bedroom is locked, and I am wearing pajama leggings, a t-shirt.
No.
and brown suede booties.
Oh no.
So I panicked. Like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Then I remembered I had the guy's number who was the head of the campground. So I called him and I was like, hey, I seem to have locked myself out of my room.
Oh, gosh.
And he was like, oh, it's no big deal. I'll come over and unlock it. And I said, well, I'm going to hide in one of the other rooms while you come over and do that because I'm not really fit for anybody to see me.
Yes.
So he comes over and so we kind of shout back and forth at one another. Oh, okay, you're all good. Thank you. Well, I go back out to go in my room and the door is still shut. Oh. So I call him again and I'm like, hey, I'm staying in the room up to the at the front. He was like, yes, ma'am. I just unlocked it. And I was like, well, it's closed. Oh. And he was like, oh my gosh, the door stopper didn't work.
Oh, no.
So I have to come back and I have to hide again. Oh. And then finally I got back in my room. But I'm gonna tell you, I had really been on the fence because it was supposed to snow. And so I was kind of like, I need to drive back Saturday night probably so that I don't get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, like I hate to drive at night and all that kind of stuff. But that whole situation, the realization that I could get locked out of my room at any given time,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go on back.
I'm going to go on back tonight.
Yeah. After I speak tonight, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna head on home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it was great. I slept great. It was fine. But I just had, I had a few little hiccups in terms of feeling like, you know, just a little off because it was such a big building and I was the only person.
Yes, that would feel very, I don't like that. I don't like being alone in a big house or a big building or anything like that. Like, it's funny because even like our house, we don't have a very big house and I'm always glad because like when Perry's gone or out of town, I'm like, oh, I'm glad that all I have to think about are these three bedrooms. Like I would not like to stay in a big, huge house by myself.
Right. You know, I can sit in our den off the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And see down the hall that runs all the way to the other end.
Yes.
It's just, this brings me some comfort.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, the girls were super sweet and it was great, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just never know what adventure awaits when you're at something like that.
No. And I think anytime, I mean, I feel like that's the whole thing about like traveling and speaking is you don't ever know for sure what you're going to get. You know what I mean? Like, and not that that's even a bad thing. You just don't know what you're going to get.
No. So,
No,
that's kind of the fun of it is you don't really know what you're going to get. Like every.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's what I did this past weekend. I stayed in the infirmary.
Okay. All right. Well, so I was in a hunting blind and you were in an infirmary, just like we probably planned, just like we probably thought that we would.
I know.
But yeah, but I do have to say that the ranch, the friends where we stayed, they have a lovely ranch house and it was super comfortable. And so it was, I mean, it's not like I was roughing it by any means other than having to drag a pig in the brush.
Well, yeah, but you could kind of tell, I hate to break it to you, but I could kind of tell based on your Lululemon pants and your Patagonia and your Ugg boots that you were not necessarily in a situation.
No, I was not roughing
where
it.
You were really like roughing it, really like out in the wilderness for a time.
No, I was really not in any kind of wilderness at all for that matter. So, so anyway, so that's that. But I did that. And then now Friday night, before we went down to the ranch, Caroline had a party to go to with some friends and I stayed home. And so I rented on demand the movie A Simple Favor with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't watched it. No.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. It is not kid friendly. So don't let your children watch it. I wouldn't really even want Caroline to watch it just because of some of the themes. But I will say that I found it to be, it's a little bit of a thriller, but it's also kind of a comedy, which is weird because it appeared to be like a lot scarier when I saw the previews in the movie theater. But a friend of mine had watched it and said, oh, you ought to watch it. It's kind of cute and kind of campy and just kind of funny. And it really is. Like, I found it thoroughly enjoyable for just a kind of a silly, fun movie. So kind of a dark comedy-esque thriller. I don't even know how to, but you know, I don't like scary movies. So I will say
right.
I could watch it and I was home by myself. Tells you it wasn't really scary. It was just more like ooh, what's happening? Like what is going on? So I don't know. It was fun. So
when did that movie come out? I don't even remember it being in theaters.
It was real quick. Like, cause we saw the previews. I think when Caroline and I went to go see, I can't remember if it was A Star Is Born or maybe Crazy Rich Asians. It was some movie this fall is when I first saw the preview for it. And I was like, oh, that looks kind of scary. And so then a friend of mine had told me at Christmas, she was like, oh, I've watched A Simple Favor. And I said, ooh, is it scary? I said, because I really like Anna Kendrick. And I just think Blake Lively is so pretty to look at. I said, is it scary? Cause I said, I kind of wanted to watch it, but I was afraid to watch it. And she said, no. She said, it's not, she said, you can watch it and be home by yourself. She said, it's not scary. She said, it's actually kind of funny in parts because Anna Kendrick plays this. She's like a mommy blogger, who has like a YouTube, like a YouTube channel. And she's kind of like the perfect mom in a way. But then she befriends Blake Lively, who's kind of this, we don't know what she is, but she's very mysterious. And there's a whole thing there. Let me say again, it is not appropriate for your children. Like it has language, it has themes, it has scenarios. I'm saying if you want a grown-up movie that adults only are going to watch, then this would be a cute movie. Not cute, just kind of an entertaining movie.
Well, I watched when I was in the infirmary alone and I knew I needed to watch something in order to fall asleep, I started there and then I finished when I got home. I watched the documentary on Netflix about the Fyre Festival.
Oh, tell me about that because that's next on my list. I've been so intrigued.
Okay, again, this is not for kids.
Yes.
We have our Netflix set up so that if anything is rated above, above TV-14, you have to put in a code.
Okay.
And so I had to put in the code for this one.
Oh, that's
serious. It's because of the language. Yeah. Like there's just a whole lot of language in it, but it is let me tell you, it is fascinating.
Okay.
It is fascinating. And I want to watch the other one that's on Hulu,
yeah.
But it is just, listen, it's a study in so many things that fascinate me, like the sort of the links people will go to be associated with something that they perceive is elite or that they think will, the fact that the festival happened, that it was even anybody's idea, the way they launched the thing, which is essentially, it was a non-existent thing when they put it all on social media and talked about how awesome it was going to be. It was like if you and I decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a festival. I don't really have any plans, but let's tell the world. In fact, let's ask some of our friends.
Oh my God.
To tell the world with us. And so it was all flash. It was no substance. And that is sort of a theme that I am drawn to. Like, you know, I mean, that's a theme in so much Southern literature that I love. That's the Great Gatsby. But so the fact that they, one, wanted to do this, two, seemed to think that they could pull it off.
Yeah.
Three, that actual people were willing to pay that much money for something like, for something that had never been done before, but they just kind of, they did it in good faith, I guess, like you do anything. And then the train wreck that thing was when it actually was time for it to happen, and the red flags that they had, and that nobody said, let's stop. Like it was just like red flag after red flag after red flag. And everybody's just barreling on through. I don't know. It's fascinating on so many levels.
Okay.
So,
wow.
It's again, not for kids. I don't know. But if you're going to watch it with your older teenage kids, you might want to watch it first just to see if you're good with it. But
yeah. Okay. Okay. But that's definitely on my list. I feel like that's going to happen for me maybe this weekend.
Well, I've never, you know, I remember the weekend it was supposed to happen. I remember seeing it on social media. It was a year ago, like a summer a year ago.
Okay.
It was supposed to happen. And it was that kind of thing, like, it's going to be on a private island. And then they realized that they had no way to, they didn't have, that private island didn't have plumbing. Like, it really is like, if in college we had said, let's plan a huge music festival. I'll tell you what, let's do it out in my parents' pasture.
Yeah.
And I think they had kind of a, initially sort of a Woodstock sort of attitude about it, but there's no infrastructure on this island where they were talking about doing it. So then somebody said, well, let's park a cruise ship off the island and we can ferry people back and forth and we just do the music on the island and they can stay on the cruise ship. But the guy who was planning it wouldn't go for that. So they finally end up at a Sandals resort, like out. I mean, it was just the most bizarre thing. It was the most bizarre thing. And that everybody continued to think that somehow that thing was going to happen is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and, you know, it was this whole thing, like, you're going to have VIP travel down to the Bahamas and da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then people get to the airport and they're, like, on some old plane that somebody's rebranded. I mean, like, one guy pops the window frame off. Like, it's just... but it's something else.
We're going to put you on this school bus that's going to ferry you to.
Well, they actually did. That's what they had to shuttle people in. Yes.
Oh, you are kidding. Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's chaos. It is your worst night. If you have ever been a person who procrastinated, I mean, and the whole thing is shady. So it's got a whole other element to it, but like, if you've ever been a person who really dreaded having to plan something and then like your worst nightmare comes true, that's what this is.
Oh, wow.
So if you really not put the work in and then it falls apart.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is why I wouldn't ever plan anything like that, because I would end up, not that it would be noteworthy enough to become a Netflix documentary, but it would be about that. You know what I mean? Like, where it would be some sort of a scandal, because I would be like, oh, I totally forgot that we had to like book a hotel for everybody to stay in or whatever. Like, I just, but that's why I would never plan anything, you know, that's why, because I know that's my limitation.
Right. Well, and that was one of the things that happened, was like, it was, they were like, oh gosh, we've got to have accommodations for this particular like VIP. They had all these categories. Mm-hmm. So what, we don't have houses for these people. And oh my gosh, nobody's received information about how they're supposed to get down here, but they've paid us, you know, $6,000. You need to watch it.
Okay.
You need to watch it.
Well, that is fascinating. Okay. Well, I can't wait.
Hey y'all, it's me, all by myself in the middle of the podcast, because I want to tell you about a couple of things. The first one of those things is Myro. Myro delivers obsession-worthy, naturally effective deodorant that looks as good as it smells. They make their natural deodorant with a custom blend of essential oils that release over time to keep you fresh, and barley powder to keep you dry. Their formula is hardworking, it's long-lasting, with no toxic anything. 0% aluminum, 0% parabens. Their ingredients are clinically tested for safety and efficacy. Here's how it works. You choose your scent and the color of your case, and then you get a refresh every 3 months delivered straight to your door, conveniently timed for when most people run out. You can switch scents, you can press pause, or you can stop literally any time that you want. I have been wanting to try a natural deodorant for a while, and y'all, I love this product. It smells so great. It smells like oils. It doesn't smell perfumey or artificial, and it works really well. It's so neat when you find something that you're going to use every day anyway, but you find a version of it that has no aluminum, it has no parabens. You just feel better about using it. So if you would like to give Myro a try, you can get 50% off your first order and get started today for just $5. Visit mymyro.com. That's mymyro.com/bigboo and use the promo code bigboo. Again, get 50% off your first order and get started today for just $5. Visit mymyro.com, mymyro.com/bigboo and use the promo code bigboo. Here's the second thing I want to mention. Zola. Now, obviously, it's been a little while since Melanie got married. It's been a little while since I got married. We are actually now at a stage of life where some of our friends have kids who are getting married. It's a completely different deal, a completely different perspective. But I'm so happy to be able to recommend Zola. Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and register. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry. They have affordable save the dates and invitations and easy to use planning tools. You can conveniently manage everything online and it's all in one place, which saves so much time. So you start with a free wedding website. It's so easy. It takes just minutes to set up. There are over 100 beautiful wedding website designs to choose from to fit any couple's style. And then Zola makes it easy to personalize your favorite design with all your wedding details. You can put your Zola registry on your wedding website so guests can get all the details they need and buy your wedding gift in one convenient and beautiful place. Zola makes registering for newlywed life so easy. The Zola store has the widest selection of gifts at all different price points. There's something for every guest to give. And guests love the free shipping and returns, the price matching, and more. You can also register for gift cards for your favorite brands. And they have the best completion discount, 20% off remaining gifts on your registry, starting right after your big day. So, to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to Zola.com, that's Zola.com/bigboot. Again, to start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to Zola.com, Zola.com/bigboot. Alrighty, y'all, here we go. Back to episode 130. Okay, so I have another discovery that's not anything to do with entertainment kind of stuff.
Okay.
As you know, in the second half of 2018, I did not purchase any clothing because I felt like I had enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so by the beginning of 2019, needless to say, I wanted to take everything I own and set it on fire. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so tired of it all. I was so tired of it. I spoke all winter and stuff that I had spoken all the previous winter. Where, like, you know, I just, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. Please don't misunderstand me. It was fine.
Yeah.
But I was just ready for a few new little things.
Yeah, the change.
So, just something mm-hmm. different. Just, I needed some different things to mix and match. So, one of the things that I got, I found on Nordstrom. I looked right at the beginning of the year on their, when they were having, like, their clearance sale or whatever. Because I tend to do well at Nordstrom sales in terms of, they just tend to have stuff that I like still. Maybe that's because I don't buy clothes that are like super, super, super trendy. I just buy sort of stuff that's anyway. So, but one thing that I saw, and I can't remember how I saw it, but I need to tell you this, the exact name of them because it's very important. Okay. Hold please. They popped up. They're called the brand is BP and they're called the Wide Leg Knit Crop Pant.
Oh.
All right.
Do tell.
Listen. So I looked at them and I was like, okay, so they're a casual pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
They're cropped like at the a little above the ankle, which is a length I really love. I love that right above the ankle sort of deal.
Yeah.
And so I looked at them and I was like, they're kind of athleisure-y, but they're not anything you would work out in. Like mm-hmm. they're more something you would throw on a Saturday morning with a t-shirt and a denim jacket.
Okay.
Or, like that and some mm-hmm. sneakers and go run errands. But when I got them, I was like, oh, this is intriguing because they were out of the black in my size. So they had a gray. And so it mm-hmm. looked a little bit like a material like you might make joggers out of. In fact, I have some joggers in a material that's similar. So when they came in, here's what I'm going to tell you. They were $23.
Mm-hmm.
They are butter soft. Because they are high rise. They're high rise. So they've got a good waistband.
Mm-hmm.
I wore them today. The waistband did not move. It did not roll. It did not crumple. The waistband just worked like a drawstring, which, I mean, Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I tried them on after they came in, I was like, I think I could dress these up enough to go to work. Like, mm-hmm. I think I can make them cute to go to work. So I wore them today. I wore them with some black booties. I wore a long black t-shirt or a longish black t-shirt, mm-hmm. and then like a long black cardigan, and then just kind of jewelried it up. I'm going to tell you, they are one of the most comfortable clothing items I have ever owned.
This is so exciting.
They're darling. And like, you would probably wear, this is what I've decided I love about them. So like, you would wear them probably different than I wore them today. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But because they're wide, they've got a little bit of a wide leg, because they're cropped, like you could make so many different kinds of outfits with them. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you really could, like, they'd be super cute with cute sneakers, like I said. But anyway, for $23, well, I'm so pleased.
Yes.
So pleased with them.
Okay. Now tell the brand again. What did you say?
It's called, it says BP.
Oh yeah. The BP
They're
brand.
Wide leg knit crop pants.
Okay.
And they come in I looked today to see like if they were still in stock. The black is less in stock than the gray is. Because I sent the link to this morning, my friend Heather was like, oh, those pants.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but I love the gray, and I don't really have anything this color, mm-hmm. and I think I'm going to wear the fire.
Well, that
so is, I just wanted to pass it on.
Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. That is very exciting. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to check those out because I'm always looking for some sort of a leisure pant, you know?
Yes. But I love that, you know, like I can't wear joggers to work,
yeah.
but I can wear these to work.
Yeah.
And so I love that, like I didn't even, when I got home today and I was like, you know, it's time to record the podcast. Mm-hmm. I felt no compulsion to change clothes. You know why? Because I'm as comfortable as I've ever been. I'm in my butter soft BP wide leg knit crop pants. I've just got on a black t-shirt they're divine.
Okay.
Now, what remains to be seen is what they do when I wash them.
Well,
like I think I will probably wash them on delicate and then I will hang them to dry. Otherwise they might peel,
mm-hmm.
but they were $23.
Yeah.
So you know what we're going to do if they peel a little bit, we're all going to live.
Yeah, it's going to be
because
okay.
It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think if you like that kind of thing, if you like, and they're just as warm and snuggy, and I'm so carried away with them. I'm so proud of them.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. that is a great find. I'm super excited about that. Mm-hmm. That is good to know.
Yes. I hope that will be a blessing to you.
I know. I feel like they will be. I feel like, you know, I'm going to go hunt them down just as soon as I can, you know?
Okay. I just sent them to you. Okay. So I want you to open it and then look at the gray.
Okay. All right. Oh, let's see.
What she got?
I just got it. Ding. Okay, let me look. Nordstrom, it's opening. Hold on, everybody, it's opening. Oh, those are darling. Those are so cute. Oh yeah,
are they cute? Uh-huh,
that's a for sure. That's a for sure yes, right there. Well, I love those.
Okay, let me tell you the other thing that I have really been studying lately, and you may have some wisdom and some insight on this.
I might.
I would appreciate your shepherding in this regard.
Okay.
So I've noticed the girls at school, because you know, I have a front row seat for the
mm-hmm,
trends.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So the girls at school are really into these Steve Madden sneakers.
Okay.
That words really are inadequate for me to explain everything going on these sneakers.
Okay. I don't know about these.
Here, I'll send you a picture of these two.
Okay.
They're the tall. They look like a prototype for a sneaker in the 80s. Okay. Is what they look like.
Are they a platform sneaker?
They're a little bit. They're super tall. Okay, here. This is right here. Hold on. I'm waiting for it. This is the Steve Madden website.
Now,
y'all, we apologize.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are your girls? Have anybody wearing the Golden Goose sneakers? Are those too pricey for the high school crowd? Because they're pricey. Oh, good night. That is a lot going on.
Now, there's all kinds of different patterns with those.
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of different patterns just on this one shoe.
Listen, they're wearing them like with black jeans and a sweatshirt. Like, so it's the kind of thing where it's like, you know, and so today I was like, y'all, I just don't think I can. No. I don't think I can do it.
No.
Like, I just, this is more like, we would all laugh if I got me a pair of these.
Yes, the cliff animal. I'll tell you that. I mean, that is.
But there's also, like, you see there's so many designs. Like, there's the Cliff Black Multi.
Okay.
There's a, but do you see how tall they are?
They're super tall. So they
make you, like, 3 inches taller, but they're sneakers. And they're real heavy. So they're I mean, it's a commitment. It's a shoe.
Yeah.
But if you have a, you know, a teenage daughter, I don't know. But they're really fun. They're a statement piece.
I mean, they are a statement. I'll be interested to see if that makes it here, or if Caroline, because that I cannot even imagine. That is so much more going on than Caroline ever likes having going on with her clothing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, listen, I could be surprised. I don't know. Uh-huh. She uh-huh. had me
the Cliff Olive Multi is the one that I like. I like the Cliff Olive Multi. That to me is the one that's the, now it's got some glitter on the back. Uh-huh. It's got some animal print on the top, but I think it's cute. It's just for a teenage girl. I think they're fun.
Yeah. I think they're super fun. I think they're cute. I think that for a mom wearing them, you would look like, and then this for sure, like, no. I feel like at that point you're saying, like, I'm not a normal mom. I'm like a cool mom. Like, it's a little, they're a little too much.
You're in Mean Girls at that point. Like, you're.
Yeah, I think that's a little too much. Okay. So I've been seeing, because all the fashion bloggers that I follow, a lot of them, they're all real into their Golden Goose sneakers. Now, let me tell you something. I think that they're cute. Okay. They're $450, which.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I mean, like, I don't care. And they don't appear to be made of anything other than leather and just normal tennis shoes. So I'm like, no, it would never happen. But there are several people have shown the knockoff. There's like that Shein website has a knockoff of the Golden Goose sneakers for like $30. And I'm like, well, for $30, yes. But those also to me, and I showed them to Caroline the other night and I was like, would you want a pair? Like, do you like the way these look? And she was like, no, I would not wear those. And so I was like, well, and I don't care about, I mean, because they've got a star on them. And so they're cute. But there again, I feel like I've aged out of those just a little bit, you know.
I thought when I first pulled them up, I thought they were a pair of Converse.
Yeah, that's what they look like. I mean, there's nothing special about them. I don't understand.
Right.
But they're all the rage. $400-something. I don't even understand.
Trying to find my lane with the sneaker trend is difficult for me. I'm going to tell you why. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I have really high arches.
Just about to say, tell me, do you have high arches? Is that part of the problem?
So many of the slip-on sneakers are so uncomfortable to me.
Yes.
Because every time I take a step, my arch comes up against that upper, and I don't like that feeling at all.
Yeah.
So all those slip-on ones are out.
Yeah.
Because they don't work with my arch. And then today, one of the girls told me that Sorrel has a really cute, or is it Sorrel? It's Sorrel.
Sorrel, yeah.
It's Sorrel.
I don't know. Either one.
It's Sorrel. Whatever, that they have a cute sneaker, but they were super expensive. I would never wear them enough to justify how expensive they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't like, I just don't like I can't pull off a white shoe. For some reason, I feel way too old to just do a white sneaker.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
So not that I think they look cute, but like, I don't know. I feel like I've dressed up like someone. I've put on a costume, and part of my costume is would be this pair of white sneakers. So I'm having a hard time.
Now, have you thought of, I do think white sneakers, because they're just so white. And then I'm like, are they supposed to stay that white? Because I don't know. Like, I have a pair of white, like Nikes that are like running shoes that have like a gold swoosh. And I like those because they're like running shoes. They're not a sneaker. I think that's my whole thing, is I have landed on, I tend to like more of a fashion like sneaker than more of a fashion athletic-y type looking shoe than a traditional sneaker, if that makes sense.
No, it does, which is why today I found myself looking at some New Balance.
Oh, and? Because
I was like, maybe I could do an...
No, I was going to say, I have a pair of like green New Balance.
Okay. So again, this is all based on the suggestions the girls have given me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me send you a link and let you see what you think about these. We're so sorry, everyone. We didn't plan this level of fun.
No.
We just are here. Okay. So let me find the women's. Because I think these are cute. Oh, they've listen, one of the colors has gone even since this morning.
Oh, they're a hot item.
They are. Okay, see what you think of these.
Okay.
Because here's a, I love my Brooks athletic shoes. I love them.
I like these.
Okay. All right. I'm leaning there. So, but I don't like to, I'm trying not to wear my good, like, walking shoes to run around because I do think that I want my good Brooks to remain my good Brooks that I wear when I go. I don't know. So
yeah,
but you like these navy, New Balance.
I like this navy with cashmere would be my personal pick.
I like that one too. I think that's great looking.
I like that. And I think it's neutral enough that it would go with a lot of stuff. I like those. Cause I was going to say, like, I have a pair of green New Balance that look very similar to this, that look real retro, that I bought several years ago. And I have loved those. And then it was funny cause I bought myself a pair of white lace up Van sneakers. I don't know, like a year or two ago. And then I got Caroline two Christmases ago, these retro Adidas that are black with the white stripes and they look like athletic shoes. And she and I essentially switched because she liked the white lace up Vans better. And I liked her black retro Adidas better. And so I like those because there again, they look like a running type shoe.
Yes. Yes. But I think like I would wear these New Balance, the cashmere with the light cliff gray or the blue ones or whichever ones, I would wear those with these wide legged pants that I've got on right now. Yeah. My BP. High rise wide legged crop pants.
Yes, yes. And with like a t-shirt and a denim jacket and it'd be so cute.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
We have worked that on out. We have solved that.
Yep. The Adidas. Okay. Yep. And the tennis shoes, the sneakers. It's like you've got to figure out what fits you though. Because like I see some and I'm like, I can't do that. Like that doesn't fit me. It's like when the superstars were in. I was like, I can't do an Adidas superstar. Like that just looks too flat.
Well, and I don't know if I mentioned it, but I have really high arches.
Yeah.
And so like I can't wear Nikes. Nikes are like I can't wear Nikes.
Okay.
They just don't work on my foot. Adidas are dodgy on my foot, but I can wear New Balance and I can wear Brooks.
Okay. Well then
I think this might be my shoe too. Thank you for your wisdom and your assistance in that.
You're welcome. Well, sometimes we got to walk each other through some sneaker trials.
We do.
You know, so.
Hello, everyone. I'm so sorry to interrupt, except I'm not really interrupting. I'm actually wrapping up because this turned out to be sort of an extra long episode that we recorded. So it's too long to be one giant episode. So I'm going to stop it here. And then next week, I'll put out the last part of it. So it's like a two-parter, I guess. Sort of. That's what we'll tell ourselves. But I don't have a moment where Melanie and I tell you bye. So I'm just going to do that now. And I'm just going to say, that was a lot of talk about shoes. Ponder these things in your heart. And we'll be back in not too long at all with the rest of this conversation. Okay. Hope you have the best weekend. Bye, everybody. We will talk to y'all later.